The purpose of this tape is to feed your spirit God's Word. His Word is health food. It is healing medicine. And it's also preventative medicine so that you can not only be healed, but also walk in divine health. In John's Gospel, chapter 8, verse 31 and 32, it says, "If you continue in my Word, then are you my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." I'm going to be quoting many scriptures throughout the Bible and using a number of different translations so that the scriptures will become clearer and easier for you to understand. Then when you know that truth will make you free. I will begin in Exodus chapter 15, verse 26 from the Living Bible. God said, "If you will listen to the voice of the Lord your God and obey it and do what is right, then I will not make you," or the original Hebrew says, "allow you to suffer the diseases I allowed on the Egyptians, for I am the Lord who heals you." The New English Bible says, "I, the Lord, am your healer." The Sporel translation says, "I am Jehovah, your physician." The Basic English translation says, "I am the Lord, your life giver." Young's translation says, "For I, Jehovah, am healing you." The Knox translation says, "I am the Lord, and it is health I bring you." When the Goodspeed translation talks about the diseases, it says, "For I, the Lord, make you immune to them." Exodus chapter 23, verse 25 from the New King James. "So you shall serve the Lord your God, and he will bless your bread and your water, and I will take sickness away from the midst of you." The George Lamsa translation says, "I will take sickness away from your houses." Moffat's translation says, "I will free you from disease." Knox translation says, "And keep sickness away from your company." The Basic English translation says, "I will take all disease away from among you." Verse 26 from the New King James says, "No one shall suffer miscarriage or be barren in your land, and I will fulfill the number of your days." The Living Bible says, "And you will live out the full quota of the days of your life." The Goodspeed translation says, "I will bring to completion the full number of your days." The Torah, the five books of Moses, says, "I will let you enjoy the full count of your days." The New International Version says, "I will give you a full lifespan." Deuteronomy, the seventh chapter, verses 12 through 15 from the Living Bible. "Because of your obedience, the Lord your God will keep his part of the contract, which in his tender love he made with your fathers. And he will love you and bless you and make you into a great nation. He will make you fertile and give fertility to your ground, to your animals, so that you will have large crops of grain, grapes and olives, and great flocks of cattle, sheep and goats when you arrive in the land he promised your fathers to give you. You will be blessed above all the nations of the earth. Not one of you, whether male or female, shall be barren, not even your cattle. And the Lord will take away all your sickness and will not let you suffer any of the diseases of Egypt." The New International Version says, "The Lord will keep you free from every disease." Deuteronomy chapter 28, verses 1 through 4, verses 6 through 8, and then verse 13 from the Amplified Bible. "If you will listen diligently to the voice of the Lord your God, being watchful to do all his commandments which I command you this day, the Lord your God will set you on high above all nations of the earth, and all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you, if you heed the voice of the Lord your God. I want you to notice it says blessings are going to come on you and overtake you. Since healing is one of God's blessings, then I'm going to read that verse this way. And healing shall come on you and overtake you if you obey the Lord your God. Blessed or healed shall you be in the city. Blessed or healed shall you be in the country. Blessed or healed shall be the fruit of your body. Blessed or healed shall you be when you come in, that's to your own home, and blessed or healed shall you be when you go out, that's to your job or wherever you go. The Lord shall cause your enemies, and that includes sickness and disease, that rise up against you to be defeated before your face. They shall come out against you one way and flee before you seven ways. The Lord shall command the blessing upon you in your storehouses and in all that you undertake, and he will bless you or heal you in the land which the Lord your God gives you. And the Lord shall make you the head and not the tail, and you shall be above only, and you shall not be beneath. The New International Version says, the Lord will make you the head and not the tail, if you pay attention to the commands of the Lord your God that I give you this day and carefully follow them, you will always be at the top, never at the bottom. 2 Kings chapter 20, verse 5 from the New King James. Thus says the Lord, I have heard your prayer, I have seen your tears, surely I will heal you. 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14 from the Amplified Bible. If my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves, pray, seek, crave, and require of necessity my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, forgive their sins, and heal their land. Ezra chapter 7, verse 28 from the King James. And I was strengthened as the hand of the Lord my God was upon me. Psalm chapter 23, verses 1 through 6 from the New International Version. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want. The Amplified says, the Lord is my shepherd to feed, guide, and shield me, I shall not lack. The Living Bible says, because the Lord is my shepherd, I have everything I need. And I may add, that includes healing and health. Verse 2, he makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. The Living Bible says, he lets me rest in the meadow grass and leads me beside the quiet streams. The Basic English translation says, he makes a resting place for me in the green fields. He is my guide by the quiet waters. Verse 3, he restores my soul. He guides me in his paths of righteousness for his name's sake. The Amplified says, he refreshes and restores my life. The New English Bible says, he renews life within me. The Living Bible says, he restores my failing health. He helps me do what honors him the most. Verse 4, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Now notice this verse says you're walking through, not being defeated in, the valley of the shadow of death. Death may be all around you, casting its shadow on you, but you just keep walking in victory. You will fear no evil. That means you'll fear no sickness or disease. Why? Because God is with you. He has a rod to protect you and a staff to guide you, and that brings you comfort. The Living Bible says, even when walking through the dark valley of death, I will not be afraid, for you are close beside me, guarding, guiding all the way. Verse 5, you prepare a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. The Living Bible says, you provide delicious food for me in the presence of mine enemies. Now remember in Matthew chapter 15 and Mark chapter 7, Jesus called healing the children's bread. Well, that sounds like delicious food to me. Bread belongs on the table, and God has prepared that table for you right in the presence of your enemies. Sickness and disease are your enemies. So I'm going to quote this verse this way. God prepares healing and health for me right in the presence of sickness and disease. Verse 6, surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. The Rotherham translation says, surely goodness and loving kindness will pursue me all the days of my life. The Amplified Bible reads, surely or only goodness, mercy and unfailing love shall follow me all the days of my life. And through the length of my days, the house of the Lord and His presence shall be my dwelling place. Psalm chapter 30, verse 2 from the New King James. O Lord my God, I cried out to you and you have healed me. The Living Bible says, oh my God, I pleaded with you and you gave me my health again. The New International Version says, oh Lord my God, I called to you for help and you healed me. Psalm chapter 91, verses 1 through 7, verses 10 and 11, and verses 14 through 16 from the Amplified Bible. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall remain stable and fixed under the shadow of the Almighty, whose power no foe can withstand. The Living Bible says, we live within the shadow of the Almighty, sheltered by the God who is above all gods. Isaac Lesser says, he who sits under the secret protection of the Most High shall rest under the shadow of the Almighty. Verse 2 says, I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God. On Him I lean and rely, and in Him I confidently trust. The Living Bible says, this I declare, that He alone is my refuge, my place of safety. He is my God, and I am trusting Him. Verse 3, for then He will deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the deadly pestilence. The Living Bible says, for He rescues you from every trap and protects you from the fatal plague. The Knox translation says, it is He that rescues you from every treacherous snare, from every whisper of harm. Beck's translation says, He will keep you free from the deadly plague. The Basic English translation says, He will keep you safe from wasting disease. The R.K. Harrison translation says, He will deliver you from the deadly epidemic. The Good News translation says, He will keep you safe from all hidden dangers and from all deadly disease. Verse 4, then He will cover you with His pinions, and under His wings shall you trust and find refuge. His truth and His faithfulness are a shield and a buckler. The R.K. Harrison translation says, He will safeguard you with His strength, and you will find shelter within His protecting power. The Living Bible says, His faithful promises are your armor. Verses 5 and 6, you shall not be afraid of the terror of the night, nor of the arrow, the evil plots and slanders of the wicked that flies by day, nor of the pestilence that stalks in darkness, nor of the destruction and sudden death that surprise and lay waste at noonday. The Basic English translation says, you will have no fear of the evil things of the night, nor of the disease which takes men in the dark. Lesser says, nor of the deadly diseases that waste at noonday. Verse 7, 1,000 may fall at your side, and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. The Living Bible says, the evil will not touch me. Moffat's translation says, the plague will never reach you. The Jerusalem Bible says, "You yourself will remain unscathed." Verse 10, "There shall no evil befall you, nor any plague or calamity come near your tent." The New English Bible says, "No disaster will befall you. No calamity will come upon your home." Knox translation says, "There is no harm that can befall you." The Good News translation says, "No disaster will strike you. No violence will come near your home." The Fenton translation says, "So sickness will not approach you. Contagion," which means any contagious disease, "will not enter your rest." Verse 11, "For he will give his angels charge over you to accompany and defend and preserve you in all your ways." The New International Version says, "For he will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways." The Living Bible says, "For he orders his angels to protect you wherever you go." Verses 14 through 16, "Because he hath set his love upon me, therefore I will deliver him. I will set him on high because he knows and understands my name. He has a personal knowledge of my mercy, love, and kindness, trusts and relies on me, knowing I will never forsake him, no, never. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation." Notice it says long life, not long sickness, not long disease, not long death, but he is going to satisfy us with long life. Psalm 103, verses 2 through 5 from the New King James. "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases." The Jerusalem Bible says he forgives all your offenses and cures all your diseases. The Goodspeed translation says, "Who heals all my sicknesses." The Basic English translation says, "He takes away all your diseases." Young's translation says, "Who is healing all your diseases." Verses 4 through 5, "Who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies your mouth with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles." The Amplified says, "Who satisfies your mouth, your necessity and desire at your personal age and situation with good, so that your youth renewed is like the eagles, strong, overcoming, and soaring." Psalm 107, verse 20 from the King James, "He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions." The New International Version says, "He sent forth his word and healed them. He rescued them from the grave." The Fenton translation says, "He sent out his word and it healed, and from their corruptions it freed." The Moffat's translation says, "He sent his word to heal them and preserve their life." Psalm 118, verses 5 and 6, verse 14 and verse 17 from the King James. "I called upon the Lord in distress. The Lord answered me and set me in a large place." The Revised Standard Version says, "Out of my distress I called on the Lord. The Lord answered me and set me free." The Living Bible says, "In my distress I prayed to the Lord, and he answered me and rescued me." The New International Version says, "In my anguish I cried to the Lord, and he answered me by setting me free." Verse 6, "The Lord is on my side, I will not fear." Verse 14, "The Lord is my strength and song and has become my salvation." The R.K. Harrison translation says, The Lord is my strength and my song, and He has become my rescuer. The Living Bible says, He is my strength and song in the heat of battle, and now He has given me the victory. Verse 17, I shall not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 2 and verses 5 through 8 from the New King James. Verse 1 tells us to keep His word. Then verse 2 says, For the length of days and long life and peace they will add to you. Verses 5 through 8, Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your paths. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It will bring health to your flesh and strength to your bones. The New International Version says, This will bring health to your body and nourishment to your bones. The George Lamsa translation says, It shall be healing to your flesh. The New American Bible says, This will mean health for your flesh and vigor for your bones. The Basic English translation says, This will give strength to your flesh and new life to your bones. The Charles Thompson translation says, Then shall your body have health and your bones a cure. The Living Bible says, Trust and reverence the Lord. When you do that, then you will be given renewed health and vitality. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20 through 22 from the New King James. My son, give attention to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings. Do not let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart, for they are life to those who find them and health to all their flesh. The Jerusalem Bible says, They are life to those who grasp them, health for the entire body. The Living Bible says, Let them penetrate deep within your heart, for they will mean real life for you and radiant health. The New International Version says, For they are life to those who find them, and health to a man's whole body. The New American Bible says, To man's whole being they are health. The Lesser Translation says, And to all his body a healing. The Rotherham Translation says, To every part of one's flesh they bring healing. The Knox Translation says, Let a man master them. They will bring life and healing to his whole being. Proverbs chapter 12, verse 18 from the King James Version. There is that speaketh like the piercings of a sword, but the tongue of the wise is health. The Basic English Translation says, There are some whose uncontrolled talk is like the wounds of a sword, but the tongue of the wise makes one well again. Moffat's translation says, A reckless tongue wounds like a sword, but there is healing power in thoughtful words. The Good News translation says, Thoughtless words can wound as deeply as any sword, but wisely spoken words can heal. The New International Version says, Reckless words pierce like a sword, but the tongue of the wise brings healing. The New King James Version says, There is one who speaks like the piercings of a sword, but the tongue of the wise promotes health. Proverbs chapter 14, verse 30 from the King James. A sound heart is the life of the flesh, but envy the rottenness of the bones. The Living Bible says, A relaxed attitude lengthens a man's life. Jealousy rots it away. The New International Version, A heart at peace gives life to the body, but envy rots the bones. The Jerusalem Bible says, The life of the body is a tranquil heart, but envy is a cancer in the bones. The Amplified says, a calm and undisturbed mind and heart are the life and health of the body, but envy, jealousy, and wrath are like rottenness of the bones. Proverbs chapter 15, verse 4, from the King James. A wholesome tongue is a tree of life. The Living Bible says, gentle words cause life and health. The New International Version says, the tongue that brings healing is a tree of life. The Knox Translation says, the tongue that speaks peaceably is a tree whose fruit gives life. The Amplified says, a gentle tongue with its healing power is a tree of life. Proverbs chapter 15, verse 30, from the New King James. The light of the eyes rejoices the heart, and a good report makes the bones healthy. The New International Version says, a cheerful look brings joy to the heart, and good news gives health to the bones. The Living Bible says, pleasant sights and good reports give happiness and health. The Knox Translation says, the eye that smiles, how it cheers the heart. Good news, how it lends vigor to a man's frame. Proverbs chapter 16, verse 24, from the King James. Pleasant words are as a honeycomb, sweet to the soul and health to the bones. The Amplified says, pleasant words are as a honeycomb, sweet to the mind and healing to the body. The New English Bible says, kind words are like dripping honey, sweetness on the tongue and health for the body. The Goodspeed Translation says, pleasant words are a honeycomb, sweet to the spirit and healthful to the body. Proverbs chapter 17, verse 22, from the New King James. A merry heart does good like medicine. Young's translation says, a rejoicing heart does good to the body. The Rotherham says, a joyful heart works an excellent cure. The Knox translation says, a cheerful heart makes a quick recovery. The Amplified says, a happy heart is good medicine, and a cheerful mind works healing. The Fenton translation says, the best medicine is a cheerful heart. Moffat's translation says, a glad heart helps and heals. The Basic English translation says, a glad heart makes a healthy body. The Goodspeed translation says, a happy heart is a healing medicine. The good news, being cheerful keeps you healthy. Isaiah 53, verse 4 and 5 from the New King James, surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. The Amplified says, surely he has borne our griefs, sicknesses, weaknesses, and distresses, and carried our sorrows and pains. And with the stripes that wounded him, we are healed and made whole. The Lesser translation says, but only our diseases did he bear himself, and our pains he carried, and through his bruises was healing granted to us. The Byington translation says, but in fact it was our sicknesses he was carrying, our pains he was loaded with, and by his stripes we got healing. The Rotherham says, yet surely our sicknesses he carried, and as for our pains he bare the burden of them, and by his stripes there is healing for us. Moffat says, the blows that fell to him have brought us healing. The good news, we are healed by the punishment he suffered, made whole by the blows he received. My friend, that sickness, disease, or pain that is attacking your body is a weapon of the enemy. But I've got good news for you. Isaiah 54, verse 17 says, "No weapon that is formed against you shall prosper." The Rotherham says, "No instrument formed against you shall prosper." The New American Bible says, "No weapon fashioned against you shall prevail." The Jerusalem Bible says, "Not a weapon formed against you will succeed." The New English Bible says, "But now no weapon made to harm you shall prevail." Isaiah 58, verse 8 from the King James, "Then shall your light break forth as the morning, and your health shall spring forth speedily." The Rotherham translation says, "And your new flesh shall speedily grow." The Knox translation says, "In a moment your health shall find a new spring." The New English Bible says, "And soon you will grow healthy like a wound newly healed." Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 17 from the King James, "For I will restore health to you, and I will heal you of your wounds." Moffat's translation says, "For I will give you health again and heal your wounds." The New American Bible says, "For I will restore you to health. Of your wounds, I will heal you." Now, friend, the devil may be telling you that your condition is just too hard to get healed of. But God said in Jeremiah 32, verse 27, "Behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me?" Berkeley's translation says, "Observe, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too difficult for me?" The New American Bible says, "I am the Lord, the God of all mankind. Is anything impossible to me?" The Basic English translation says, "See, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything so hard that I am unable to do it?" Malachi chapter 4, verse 2 from the New International Version, "But for you who revere my name, the Sun of Righteousness will rise with healing in its wings, and you will go out and leap like calves released from the stall." The Living Bible says, "But for you who fear my name, the Sun of Righteousness will rise with healing in his wings, and you will go free, leaping with joy like calves led out to pasture." Now, as we read about Jesus in the New Testament, remember, according to Hebrews 13:8, Jesus is the same today as when he physically walked the earth. He was a healer then, and he is still a healer today. Matthew chapter 4, verse 23 and 24 from the New King James. Verse 23 says, "Now Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing all kinds of sickness and all kinds of disease among the people." The Amplified says, "He went about teaching and preaching the good news and healing every disease and every weakness and infirmity among the people." The 20th century New Testament says, "He went about proclaiming the good news of the kingdom and curing every kind of disease and every kind of sickness." Verse 24, "And they brought to him all sick people who were afflicted with various diseases and torments, and those who were demon-possessed, epileptics and paralytic, and he healed them." The Living Bible says, "The report of his miracle spread, so that sick folk were coming to be healed. And whatever their illness and pain, or if they were possessed by demons, or were insane or paralyzed, he healed them all." Matthew chapter 8, verses 2 and 3 from the New King James. "And behold, a leper came and worshipped him, saying, 'Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean.' Then Jesus put out his hand and touched him, saying, 'I am willing, be cleansed.' And immediately his leprosy was cleansed." The Phillips translation says, "If you want to, you can make me clean." Jesus said, "Of course I want to. be clean. Basic English translation says, Lord, if it is your pleasure, you have the power to make me clean. And he put his hand on him, saying, It is my pleasure, be clean. The Wade translation says, If you have the will, you have the power to cleanse me. Jesus said, I have the will, be cleansed. The Knox translation says, It is my will, be cleansed. The Living Bible says, If you want to, you can heal me. Jesus said, I want to be healed. The Weiss translation, Jesus said, I am desiring it from all my heart. Be cleansed at once. Matthew chapter 8, verse 16 and 17 from the New King James. When evening had come, they brought to him many who were demon-possessed, and he cast out the spirits with a word and healed all who were sick, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, He himself took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses. The Amplified says, He restored to health all who were sick, and thus he fulfilled which was spoken by the prophet Isaiah. He himself took in order to carry away our weaknesses and infirmities and bore away our diseases. The Living Bible, and all the sick were healed. This fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah. He took our sicknesses and bare our diseases. Moffat's translation says, He took away our sicknesses and our diseases He removed. The New English Bible says, He took away our illnesses and lifted our diseases from us. The Jerusalem Bible says, He took our sicknesses away and carried our diseases for us. The New Life Bible says, He took on Himself our sicknesses and carried away our diseases. The Translator's New Testament says, He took away our illnesses and carried away our diseases. Notice all of these translations, as well as the Greek language from which this verse was taken, tells us that Jesus bore our sicknesses for us. Not with us, He bore them so that we didn't have to. It says Jesus bore our sicknesses. That means He bore my sicknesses so I can be well. Hallelujah! He bore my sicknesses so I could bear His health. Praise the Lord! Matthew chapter 9, verse 35 from the King James. And Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues, and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. The Amplified, and Jesus went about proclaiming the good news of the kingdom and curing all kinds of disease and every weakness and infirmity. The Living Bible says Jesus traveled around announcing the good news about the kingdom. And wherever he went, he healed people of every sort of illness. The American Standard Version, and healing all manner of disease and all manner of sickness. Matthew chapter 10, verse 1, and then verse 7 through 8 from the New King James. Verse 1 says, And when he called his 12 disciples to him, he gave them power over unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal all kinds of sickness and all kinds of disease. Verses 7 through 8, As you go, preach, saying, The kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick. Cleanse the lepers. Raise the dead. Cast out demons. Freely you have received, freely give. Where it says, Heal the sick, William's translation says, Keep on curing the sick. Matthew chapter 11, verse 1 through 5 from the New King James. Now it came to pass when Jesus finished commanding his 12 disciples that he departed from there to teach and to preach in their cities. And when John had heard in prison about the works of Christ, he sent two of his disciples and said to him, Are you the coming one, or do we look for another? Jesus answered and said to them, Go and tell John the things which you hear and see. The blind receive their sight, and the lame walk. The lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear. The dead are raised up, and the poor have the gospel preached to them. Notice the scripture says John heard about the works of Christ. And then Jesus tells him the works of Christ include healing and miracles. In fact, listen to what Jesus told John from the Living Bible. Go, tell him about the miracles you've seen me do, the blind people I've healed, and the lame people now walking without help, and the cured lepers, and the deaf who hear, and the dead raised to life. And tell him about my preaching the good news to the poor. Then give him this message: blessed are those who don't doubt me. Blessed are those who don't doubt me. Not blessed is John, if you don't doubt me, but blessed are those who don't doubt me. So healing and miracles, which are the works of Christ, are for those of us who won't doubt, but will believe that Jesus is the healer and miracle worker today, right now in the day we live. Matthew chapter 14, verse 14, from the King James. And Jesus went forth and saw a great multitude and was moved with compassion toward them, and he healed their sick. Matthew chapter 14, verse 35 and 36 from the King James. And when the men of that place had knowledge of him, they brought unto him all that were diseased, and as many as touched were made perfectly whole. The New International Version says, the people brought all their sick to him, and all who touched him were healed. Weymouth's translation says, and all who touched him were restored to perfect health. Matthew chapter 15, verse 30 from the New King James, then great multitudes came to him, having with them those that were lame, blind, mute, maimed, and many others, and they laid them down at Jesus' feet, and he healed them. Matthew chapter 19, verse 1 and 2 from the Living Bible, after Jesus had left Galilee and circled back to Judea, vast crowds followed him, and he healed their sick. Matthew chapter 20, verses 30 through 34 from the New International Version. Two blind men were sitting by the roadside, and when they heard that Jesus was going by, they shouted, Lord, Son of David, have mercy on us. The crowd rebuked them and told them to be quiet, but they shouted all the louder, Lord, Son of David, have mercy on us. Jesus stopped and called them. What do you want me to do for you? He asked. Lord, they answered, we want our sight. Jesus had compassion on them and touched their eyes. Immediately, they received their sight and followed him. In Mark's gospel, Jesus told them, your faith has made you whole. Matthew chapter 21, verse 12 and verse 14 from the King James. And Jesus went into the temple of God, and the blind and the lame came to him in the temple, and he healed them. Mark chapter 1, verse 30 and 31 from the Amplified. Now Simon's mother-in-law had for some time been lying sick with a fever, and at once they told him about her, and he went up to her and took her by the hand and raised her up, and the fever left her. Mark chapter 3, verse 1 and 5 from the New King James. Verse 1, he entered the synagogue again, and a man was there who had a withered hand. The Living Bible says the man had a deformed hand. The Weymouth translation says, there was a man there with one hand shriveled up. The Amplified says, a man was there who had one hand withered as the result of accident or disease. Verse 5, Jesus said to the man, stretch out your hand. And he stretched it out, and his hand was restored whole as the other. The Living Bible says, and instantly his hand was healed. The New International Version says, and his hand was completely restored. Mark chapter 6, verse 56 from the New King James. Wherever he entered, into villages, cities, or the country, they laid the sick in the marketplaces, and begged him that they might just touch the border of his garment, and as many as touched him were made well. The King James Version says, and as many as touched him were made whole. The New International Version says, and all who touched him were healed. The Amplified Version says, and as many as touched him were restored to health. Mark chapter 16, verses 15 through 18 from the New King James. Jesus said, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned. And these signs will follow those who believe. In my name they will cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. They will take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it will by no means hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover. Luke chapter 4, verse 18 from the King James. Jesus said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives. Norley's translation says, to tell the captives they can be free. The Rotherham translation says, he has sent me forth to tell glad tidings to the destitute, to proclaim to captives a release. The Beck's translation says, to announce to prisoners, you are free. Luke chapter 4, verse 40 from the New King James. Now when the sun was setting, all those who had anyone sick with various diseases brought them to him, and he laid his hands on every one of them and healed them. Luke chapter 5, verse 15 from the King James. But so much the more went there a fame abroad of him, and great multitudes came together to hear and to be healed by him of their infirmities. The New English Bible says that people gathered to hear him and be cured of their ailments. The Living Bible said they came to hear him preach and to be healed of their diseases. The New International Version says crowds of people came to hear him and to be healed of their sicknesses. Now, friend, as you're listening to these scriptures, remember Jesus is the same today. Luke chapter 6, verse 17 and verse 19 from the New King James. And a great multitude of people came to hear him and be healed of their diseases, for power went out from him and healed them all. The Amplified says, a vast throng of people came to listen to him and to be cured of their diseases, for healing power was all the while going forth from him and curing them all, saving them from severe illnesses or calamities. Luke chapter 7, verse 21 from the New International Version. At that very time, Jesus cured many who had diseases, sicknesses, and evil spirits, and gave sight to many who were blind. The Amplified says, in that very hour, Jesus was healing many people of sicknesses and distressing bodily plagues and evil spirits, and to many who were blind, he gave sight. Luke chapter 9, verses 1 and 2, and then verse 6 from the King James. Then he called his 12 disciples together and gave them power and authority over all devils and to cure diseases. And he sent them to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. And they departed and went through the towns, preaching the gospel and healing everywhere. The Living Bible says, one day Jesus called together his 12 apostles and gave them authority over all demons, power to cast them out and to heal all diseases. Then he sent them away to tell everyone about the coming of the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. So they began preaching the good news and healing the sick. Luke chapter 9, verse 11 from the New International Version. But the crowds learned about it and followed him. He welcomed them and spoke to them about the kingdom of God and healed those who needed healing. The Living Bible says he welcomed them teaching them again about the kingdom of God and curing those who were ill. The Amplified says he welcomed them and talked to them about the kingdom of God and healed those who needed restoration to health. Luke chapter 10, verse 19 from the King James, "Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you." The Amplified says, "Behold, I have given you authority and power to tread upon serpents and scorpions, and physical and mental strength and ability over all the power that the enemy possesses, and nothing shall in any way harm you." In the book of Acts, after the resurrection of Jesus, the believers got together and prayed. Listen to what they prayed. In Acts chapter 4, verse 29 and 30. "And now, Lord," notice who they're praying to, the same Lord you and I pray to. And what did they ask him? They said, "Now, Lord, grant unto your servants that with all boldness they," your servants, "may speak your word by stretching forth your hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done by the name of Jesus." That means we, his servants, are supposed to stretch forth our hands so that people can be healed, and also that signs and wonders can be done in the name of Jesus. And right after they prayed this prayer, look what happened. It says in Acts chapter 5, verse 16, "There came also a multitude out of the cities all around Jerusalem, bringing sick people and those who were tormented by evil spirits, and they were all healed." Can you see that God answered their prayer? God is still healing all today. In Acts chapter 10, verse 38 from the King James, it says, "How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him." The 20th century New Testament says, "And curing all who were under the power of the devil." The New International Version says, "Healing all who were under the power of the devil." Moffat's translation says, "And curing all who were harassed by the devil." The Berkeley translation says, "Healing all that were overpowered by the devil." The Ruse translation says, "Healing everyone in the devil's clutches." The Knox translation says, "And curing all those who were under the devil's tyranny." The Phillips translation says, "Healing all who suffered from the devil's power." The Concordance says, "Who passed through as a benefactor and a healer of all those who are tyrannized over by the adversary." The Jordan translation says, "Who passed through our midst, acting nobly and healing all those who were lorded over by the devil." Acts chapter 19, verse 11 and 12 from the King James, "And God wrought special miracles by the hands of Paul, so that from his body were brought unto the sick handkerchiefs or aprons, and the diseases departed from them, and the evil spirits went out of them." Now notice it was God that did the special miracles, not Paul. And God, according to the scriptures, is still the same today. In Romans chapter 1, verse 16 from the King James, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes." The word salvation comes from a Greek word which also means to heal and to make whole. So, the gospel of Christ is the power of God to heal us and make us whole. Hallelujah. Galatians chapter 3, verse 13 from the King James, "Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us." Now, by reading the 28th chapter of Deuteronomy, we see that the curse of the law included every sickness and every disease. And this verse tells us that Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law. The Living Bible says, "But Christ has bought us out from under the curse." The Amplified says, "Christ purchased our freedom, redeeming us from the curse." The 20th Century New Testament says, "Christ ransomed us from the curse pronounced in the law." The Knox Translation says, "From this curse invoked by the law, Christ has ransomed us." Weymouth's translation says, "Christ has purchased our freedom." Notice he purchased our freedom from sickness and disease. James chapter 5, verse 14 through 16 from the King James. "Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he has committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Confess your faults one to another, and pray one for another, that you may be healed." Notice it says the prayer of faith shall save the sick. The New International Version says, "And the prayer offered in faith will make the sick person well. The Lord will raise him up." Wade's translation says, "And the prayer offered in faith will restore the sufferer to health, and the Lord will raise him from his sick bed." The Amplified says, "And the prayer that is of faith will save him who is sick, and the Lord will restore him." The Basic English Translation says, "And by the prayer of faith, the man who is ill will be made well." 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24 from the King James. "Who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness. By his stripes you were healed." The New International Version says, "By his wounds you have been healed." The Living Bible says, "For his wounds have healed ours." The 20th Century New Testament says, "His bruising was your healing." The Phillips Translation says, "It was the suffering that he bore which has healed you." 3 John, verse 2 from the New King James says, "Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health just as your soul prospers." The Living Bible says, "Dear friend, I am praying that all is well with you and that your body is as healthy as I know your soul is." The Amplified says, "Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in every way and that your body may keep well." The New International Version says, "Dear friend, I pray that you may enjoy good health." Weymouth's translation says, "Dearly loved one, I pray that you may in all respects prosper and keep well." The 20th Century New Testament says, "Dear friend, I pray that all may be well with you and that you may have good health." You have listened to this tape of Healing Scriptures. The more you hear the Word of God, the more God's faith will be built on the inside of you. I'm going to close with this scripture. Mark chapter 9, verse 23. "If you can believe, all things are possible to him that believes."
If you would like more listening or reading materials or more information on Larry Hutton Ministries, go to larryhuttonministries.org.